and a good Sunday afternoon to you. I hope that you've been enjoying a great day of being in the presence of the Lord, to worship Him and to hear from Him, and that you've been enjoying a day of resting with family and friends. Hi, this is Dr. Doug Cowan, a family therapist and director of ministry here at KAXL. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to consider together some of the prayer requests that have come into our KAXL offices. So let's spend some time together now to listen to some music together, to pray together, and to take a few minutes to look at some topics of importance for you and your family.
So you thought you had to keep this up, all the work that you do. So we think that you're good, and you can't believe it's not enough. All the walls you built up are just glass on the outside. So let them fall down. There's freedom waiting in the sound. When you let your walls fall to the ground, we're here now. This is where the healing begins.
I've been reading through Isaiah, and here are some words of encouragement and comfort from the prophet from chapter 51. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut, from the quarry from which you were hewn. The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look with compassion on her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing. So lift up your eyes to heaven. Look to the earth beneath. Take notice. Though the heavens will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, my salvation will last forever, and my righteousness will never fail. Hear me, all of you who know what is right, all of you who have my law in your hearts. Do not fear the reproach of men or be terrified by their insults. Remember, my righteousness will last forever, and my salvation through all generations. The ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. It is I, even I, who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mortal men? I stretched out the heavens. I laid the foundations of the earth. Listen, the cowering prisoners will soon be set free. They will not die in their dungeons, nor will they lack bread. For I am the Lord your God. The Lord Almighty is his name. I have set the heavens in place. I have laid the foundations of the earth. And you are my people.
Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace.
So let's take our prayer requests before our mighty Lord, that he might consider them and reach down from heaven and answer them in his perfect wisdom. We are his people. We are his children. And he is our Father who loves us. One of our listening audience is asking for prayer because they say they're going through a hard time and they're having lots of tension, lots of fears, and lots of depression. They say they know that God's hand is on their family, but they're asking for prayer for their family, and asking for prayer for themselves in this time of anxiety or fear or depression. So we want to pray for you. Father, we know that you hear and answer our prayers. We know also that you have said in your word that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of adoption, a spirit of sonship by whom we can call out, Abba, Father. And so, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would just cast away any anxiety, any fear, and any depression from this listener, that you would restore their soul, that you would bring them back to a place of being in joy and peace, and just really in a great place with you, because they are your son or they are your daughter, but they are a dearly loved child. So, Father, reach down and love your child and help them in this way. And we pray also for their family, that you would guard and protect their family, that you would provide every need for this family. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We have another listener who's asked for prayer. They've gone in for back surgery in the last couple of weeks, and they've had blood clots since then, and so they're going through a series of tests and treatment for those blood clots. You know, we must have 10 requests a week called into the station asking for prayer for healing of one kind or another. Someone who's having surgery, someone who has a severe illness. I've got a good friend who's going to need neck surgery. Every one of us knows somebody who has some kind of physical ailment. It might even be you. And it might be as simple as the flu that you'll be over in 3 days, or it might be as complicated as that you're going to require serious heart surgery or some other kind of serious surgery. And we just want to pray for you. And those of you listening, would you join me in prayer for whoever it is that you know who needs God's healing touch and strength right now, and for these who are listening? Father, we just bring these needs before you, these your children that are having these physical problems. We just pray that you would heal them. We ask that you would heal them. We ask that you would bring complete healing to them. So, I don't know how you do this. I don't know why you do this. I just know that you love us. I know that you are our Father. We are your children, and you love us. So I ask that you would bring healing to my friend. I ask that you would bring healing to this man who has called in asking for prayer. And for any of those who are listening, who are suffering right now and just need your healing touch, please reach down and bring healing to them, Father. And I'm asking that through this time, too, that they would learn how to trust you more and rely on you more, seek your face more, just get closer and closer to you. And may that be true for their families as well. Father, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I have a friend, Randy, who is suffering from problems with drug addiction. He's a brother in Christ, and he is out there in Bakersfield somewhere, away from his family, away from those who love him, just kind of out in the streets. And I think many of you listening, you know somebody who is like that as well. You know a Randy. You know somebody whose life has been just pounded by drug or alcohol abuse, and how devastating it is, not only for their life, but for their family, too. Would you pray with me for my friend? Would you pray with me for all these others that you know that are dealing with this horrible, horrible thing, drug addiction, alcoholism? Father, I just pray for Randy that you would protect him and watch over him wherever he is right now. Wherever he is, provide for him shelter. Provide for him food. And Father, would you deliver him from this evil? This is just evil. Would you please deliver him from this evil? Protect him. Bring him back to you. Bring complete healing to him. And for all those who know somebody who's dealing with this as well, somebody in their family, somebody who's a friend, somebody from their church, somebody in their community, Father, please bring them to a place of help, bring them to a place of safety, and deliver them from this evil. Deliver them from the evil one. May they come to a place of health and wellness and deliverance and joy and sobriety. And Father, I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. And just one more prayer together, if we might. If we could just pray for all of the marriages involved in this listening audience, all of the parents, all of you who are parents, let me just pray for you as well. Single moms, you have the hardest job in the world. We want to pray for you also. So if all of you just would join me in prayer, unless you're driving a car, then keep your eyes open. Other than that, if you would help me out here and pray with me. Father, we just pray. We pray for the married couples that are listening. Some are doing great, Father, and we thank you for that, and their marriage is bringing glory to your name and being a blessing to other people. They're a blessing to their children, and they'll be a blessing to their legacy that they leave behind for generations to come. Father, protect them, keep them safe, make their marriage stronger and stronger and stronger, and through their marriage, Father, make them more holy. Help them to become more like Christ, just through their marriage. Father, for those married couples that are struggling, I pray that you would protect them. Father, I pray that you would teach them about the secret of forgiveness, the secret of forgiveness, that they would be like Christ in this way, that they would offer forgiveness to their spouse or to anybody else who has hurt them or not treated them right. I pray that both husband and wife would be able to look at each other and offer forgiveness to each other and ask for forgiveness, repenting of any sins that they've done, and just get to the place where they can start afresh, start anew, and really build their marriage upon their testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for these marriages. And Father, for all families, all parents, raising kids, Father, give them wisdom, strength, insight, discernment, especially for the single moms. Give them an extra measure of perseverance and endurance and strength to meet the challenge. May your Holy Spirit come to everyone listening, every parent listening, every married person listening, and strengthen them in their innermost being so that we can be more like Christ every day. Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, on behalf of all of us at KAXL, we certainly want to thank you for supporting our station. Many of you who are listeners are active supporters financially of our station, and you support us by volunteering from time to time. You support us by prayer. You support us in a lot of different ways, and we just want to thank you for that. It means a lot to us. It helps keep us on the air. And many of you maybe don't know, the ministry of this station really reaches thousands of people every day, every single day. And you know, somewhere between 15,000 and 25,000 people every day hear this beautiful music that's played, Christian message that goes out, the gospel message that goes out, you know, all of these kinds of things that are important in our county for this many people to be able to listen to us here at KAXL. So thank you for supporting us in that. And, you know, we are trying to expand our ministry reach. We're trying to expand the number of people that we can have an impact on, a number of people we can have influence with for the kingdom. And so one of the things we're doing is we're sponsoring these seminar series. Right now, I am partnering with Dr. Jan Mincik at The Practice, and every other week, starting at the end of February, we're continuing on with the seminars we've been doing, seminars for parents. We're doing seminars on ADHD in children and teenagers and in adults, parenting tips, especially for parents of teenagers. We're doing these kinds of seminars, plus stress management classes. We can do these even at your business. If you're a business owner, we'll come over and do these at your business. So we would also like to be doing these seminars at your church. We would like to be doing them for your Bible study group and so on. So just give us a call at the station if you're interested in hosting one of these. I'd love to talk with you about it, take you out to Starbucks, tell you what it is we're doing, why we're doing it. We just want to expand the ministry footprint that we have here at KAXL with our community here in Kern County. Well, parents, let me just talk with you for a few minutes about some of the important things that you're doing as parents, and maybe some things just to help you to consider, too. Parenting is an awesome responsibility. It's a tremendous job that God has given us to do. It is so important. And remember, we are not raising children. We are raising adults. We are raising the next generation of godly men and women who will make a difference in this world for the kingdom of God. That's who it is that we're raising. So it's important that we consider, what is our plan in raising our kids? Are we just showing up, or do we actually have a plan? Do we have a goal? Do we know what it is that our final product, what we would like our final product to look like when our children are one day 20 years old, 25 years old, 30 years old? Do you know what it is that you would like that final product to look like? There's a saying that what we're doing right now, the system that we have in place right now, if you're a business owner, you'll understand this. The saying is that the system that we have in place right now is perfectly suited for the results that we are producing right now. And so if we want different results, we have to change the system that's in place. We have to change what we're doing. You'll hear people say the obvious thing: if you want to change, you have to change. And that's just so true. And it's even true in our parenting. If what you're doing is working, don't mess with it. But if it's not working, you have to do something else. So consider what it is. What's your plan? What's your goal? Who do you want your children to be when they're 20 years old, 25 years old, or 30 years old? And how are you helping them to get from here to there? I remember in raising both Amber and Dallas, I have a 28-year-old daughter and a 25-year-old son and an 11, almost 12-year-old son. So for Amber and Dallas, the two older ones, you know, there was a lot in terms of wanting to prepare them for the future by taking them on mission trips. We did that very, very often. And Amber went on enough trips that even during her college years, she spent a considerable amount of time at a girls' orphanage in Guatemala. That was her foreign. She wanted to study abroad, and she ended up at an orphanage in Guatemala. And she spoke pretty fluent Spanish because she'd been on so many mission trips down to Mexico when she was about, I don't know, maybe 8 years old. Pretty much once or twice every year down to Mexico. Same with Dallas. He started when he was about 5. And Dallas has joined me not just in Mexico, but in Guatemala several times and in Haiti after the earthquake. So it was part of preparing them to be the men and women that they are now. And you know, Amber's got a couple of kids and married to a wonderful guy, and they are, you know, very involved in ministry. Dallas is involved in ministry. And so now we're raising Grant, and we're considering, what are the best ways to do that? How do we prepare him to be the man of God we want him to be at 20, 25, 30 years old? And some things we can do, some things we cannot do. Consider that we can talk to our kids about our convictions about God, but we really cannot pass conviction on to the next generation. We can pass beliefs on to the next generation. We can pass knowledge on to the next generation, but we can't pass conviction on to the next generation. For our sons and daughters to have conviction about who God is, about the purpose of the cross, about the blood of Christ and the importance of that, about the kingdom of God advancing in this world. For our kids to have conviction about that, they really have to have their own face-to-face encounter with the living Christ. They really do. We can't just tell them about it. They really have to live it. It's a great old DVD set by Bruce Wilkerson called The Three Chairs. And it's a series of sermons that he did or seminars that he would do. And you can get them at your church library, I'm sure. They're old. They're like 15, 20 years old. But they're really good. And he talks about the difference between conviction and beliefs and opinions. That we own our opinions, and so we can change those. And we own our beliefs, and we can even change those. But our convictions own us. And how do we get our kids to that place where they have conviction about who God is? We have to put them in a place where they see God's hand at work. We have to put them in a place where they meet God face to face, and then they have to have that own encounter with the risen Christ. So, yeah, just some things to consider. How what are you doing? Are we just showing up, just taking kids to soccer practice, then taking them over to violin practice and something else? Or are we really considering who it is that we want our kids to be as men and as women 25, 30 years old? So that's the first thing, is really to sit down and kind of consider that, plan that out. Another thing is just in teaching values to our kids. We can teach that. We can teach values. I would ask you to consider this. Wherever you are, God is here. Wherever you are, God is here. God is in your house. And so we want to teach kids that practice of the presence of God. Great title for that book by Brother Lawrence. We want to teach our children the practice of the presence of God. And then we want to teach our children what God's values are, what God's heart is like. And then as we raise them through the child-rearing years into the teenage years, still, we don't want to just tell our teenagers, hey, it's my opinion, it's because I said so, that blah, 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 blah. They don't care. What you want to tell them is, this is what God's opinion is. These are God's values. And always appeal to God's values and allow them to appeal to God's values as well. God is in your house. Remember that. Wherever you are, God is here. And help your kids to understand that as well. So there are a couple of the many parenting tips that are available, but there are just a couple of them. Please consider those today. And whatever you need to do, whatever you need to change, so that you can raise godly men and women for the next generation, let me encourage you to do that right now. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Doug Cowan, Director of Ministry here at KAXL, and also thank you for supporting the ministry of this radio station. We'll be back next Sunday at 5:30 with more of your prayer requests and a brief ministry time. And until then, may God bless you.